गंगामाई की जय, जमुना माई की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, समवेद भक्तवृंद की जय। ओ ग्लोरियस सम डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरियस सम डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरियस सम डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरियस श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग नित्याय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे हरे बोल। मौन विष्णु प्रिय कृष्ण सब उठले श्रीमद भक्तवृंद समनित नमन। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी, Gauravani Pucharani, Mr. Sister Srinivada, Mr. Katadis Pucharani. Do we have speakers? I didn't put any speakers. Can I plug something in?
Oh, yeah, can I see? In fact, we have here, but it's from a point just here.
Okay,
so I can get portables, which you could drop it.
I can plug it in and play it there.
Yeah, we'll have a
set up. Okay, it'll just take me. It's getting started somehow. Because yesterday. Okay.
Oh, that's pretty close. Just plug it in.
That's coquille. Cuckoo.
Oh, that's coquille.
That's one kind. That's someone imitating it. That's someone imitating. That one's the real one. Because the cuckoos were singing in the Vrindavan forest. That's the real one. Getting excited. Do they have these in the Philippines?
No.
South America?
Don't know. They might.
They might. Okay. Because everything was really going on in Vrindavan. That was in Bangalore, though. Not in Vrindavan. But in this season, the hot season, the cuckoos start making those sounds. And this was the summer season. So the cuckoo, when the cowherd boys were there, the cuckoos were singing in five kinds of tunes. And the peacocks were crowing and dancing. And the bees were humming. Now, usually the bees wouldn't be moving very much in the summer because it's too hot. And they have to keep the hives cool. And also the flowers aren't blossoming in the summer. And that's when the flowers are blossoming, because they're collecting pollen. But here, because the season was like spring, when everyone was playing with Krishna, the boys were playing with Krishna in the forest. So all the seasons, the glories of each of the seasons were manifest at once. So Krishna, we read some of this already, the reservoir of all of pleasure, blowing his flute, accompanied by his elder brother Balaram and the other cowherd boys and cows, entered the beautiful forest of Vrindavan to enjoy the atmosphere. Because Krishna, as we were mentioning yesterday, is the supreme enjoyer. And the difference between the material world and the spiritual world is that in the material world, everyone conceives of themselves as the supreme enjoyer, as the center of everything. And in Vrindavan, or in the spiritual world, everyone accepts that it is Krishna and Krishna only who is the supreme enjoyer and the center. So that's the essential difference between the material world and the spiritual world. Who is the center? And because there are so many different centers in the material world, each soul surrounded and captured by false ego thinks of himself as the center. Therefore, there is never any peace. But in the spiritual world, because everyone acknowledges that Krishna is the center, and everyone acknowledges that because Krishna is the center, he who gives Krishna, he or she who gives Krishna the most pleasure, they are also sensual. So therefore, Srimati Radharani is sensual in the spiritual world, and practically speaking, actually speaking, there's no envy. And there are many, many plants in the spiritual world, but who does everyone acknowledge as the topmost plant? Tulsi. Why? Because Krishna is so fond of Tulsi, and Tulsi can give Krishna the most pleasure. See, because if Krishna is the center, in the material world, everyone wants to push themselves forward. I'll be with Krishna, even if it's material consciousness. I'll be close. I mean, try to get close. But if we think Krishna is the center, then we think who's going to give Krishna the most pleasure. And we want that person to be in the center. We want that person to be close to Krishna. In the material world, everyone is pushing themselves forward, always thinking, I should do this. I can't be God, even if they're spiritualist, even if they're that pious and that clear, even if they're religious. I can't be God, because I'm not God, but at least let me be the greatest, greatest servant of God, and I'll push myself right up to the front so I can do my service. But this is exactly the opposite of the mood of a devotee. It's Gopi Bharta, Mahaprabhu taught us, Pada Kamalayo, Dasa Dasana Das. That means the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And that's how the devotees conceive of themselves. Not pushing themselves forward even in service, but they try to facilitate those who are naturally closer. Very big difference. So sometimes material consciousness comes in the guise or disguise of spiritual consciousness. So this is something very special in Kali Yuga, that everyone wants to get closer and closer and closer, closer to God, closer to the Guru, closer. But we never think, am I qualified to be close or not? Because in material consciousness, we don't have that kind of concept to actually see how qualified I am or how qualified I'm not. Rather, I just want to get close. I want to get close so I can be the center. So I can be close to the center. So very, very different between difference between material consciousness and spiritual consciousness. So one is based on one quality. Material consciousness is based on one quality, and spiritual consciousness is based on another quality. And what's the basis of material consciousness? Selfishness. And what's the basis of selfishness? One wants to be
the center.
So if one thinks that one should be in the center, what is one possessing, which is the opposite of spiritual, the essential spiritual quality? Yes? Pride, exactly. So pride, great, great pride is the essence of false ego, pride. And as soon as there's that illusory pride, then immediately there's fighting and envy. Because of someone, yeah. And the opposite of that, what spiritual consciousness is based on, is humility, dānya. Or in Mahaprabhu's words, trinada pisunitsena, tarota pisihisna. So Srimati Radharani is actually the most humble. The most humble in her dealings. And she's, and is the verses of Sukhasthakam say that she's thinking, if someone else, if there's a young girl that Krishna prefers to me, and that young girl is going to give Krishna more pleasure, then I'll immediately push that girl forward. So what? Who can give Krishna more pleasure than Srimati Radharani? So she's looking, consciously thinking that if someone, because everything is based on who's going to please Krishna. Everything is based on Krishna. It's not based on me and what I want. Very different way of thinking. So, Krishna, they entered the, Krishna and Balaram and the other coward boys and cows, they entered the beautiful forest of Vrindavan to enjoy the atmosphere, because Krishna is actually capable of enjoying, and again, all of the spiritual world is in agreement that, yes, let us please Krishna, he's the supreme. And specifically in Goloka Vrindavan, they're in agreement on the same point, but the difference is that it's based on completely spontaneous love. They spontaneously have such attraction for Krishna, and simultaneously, quite spontaneously, Krishna has so much attraction for them. So even when the cowherd men were brought by Krishna to the spiritual world, in chapter 29, I believe, 28, they're brought to the spiritual world after Nanda Maharaj is brought back from Varuna. And first Krishna takes them to this Brahma Vrinda, which is where Akura saw the forms of the Lord when he was leaving Vrindavan with Krishna and Balaram. And then Krishna brought the residents of Vrindavan, because they had asked Krishna, what will be our fate after death? So Krishna first brought them into, he gave them Brahma Sayuja, and because it's very difficult to get out of Brahma Sayuja Mukti, then he pulled them out after, and then he brought them to Goloka, and there in Goloka, the cowherd men saw Krishna, and he was being worshipped by the demigods, and he was treated with so much reverence, even though it was Krishna, and even though it was Vrindavan. And they thought, this is such an odd place, because Krishna is there, but he feels, I know he wants to come running and sitting on our laps, but he can't do it because of all the reverence. And also we want to go running to Krishna and just take him and embrace him and put him on our laps, but because there's so much reverence for Krishna here, we also can't do it. So the nature of the spontaneous love of the residents of Vrindavan is just that. It's completely spontaneous. And it is just based on their natural attraction for Krishna. They just have so much attraction for Krishna. They understand that he's God. They don't understand, they don't remember he's God. It doesn't make any difference to them. They think that he's all-powerful. After all, he's just lifted up a hill with a little finger of his left hand. He's killed Putana, he's killed Trinavarti, he's killed Sakatasura, he's killed Vatasura, he's killed Bakasura. He's chastised the great serpent Kaliya. But they don't care. They remember, they don't remember these points. Gargacharya told Nanda Maharaj, Anena Sarvadurgani Yuvan Yasya Tirishita, that you just take shelter of this boy. So they understood, oh, he's so powerful. But their love for him was so great that the power, their understanding of his power, could not stand in front of their love. Their love was so great. Again, if a very wealthy person walked in here, even though we'd be sitting and listening, we'd be having kirtan, we'd say, here's Gopinath, here's Balakrishna, here's Balakrishna, and here's Balarama. Balarama? Yes? And Krishna? Who's Balarama?
Baladeva
is Balarama. Hari Baba. They have name tags.
Yeah.
So they know who they are, so we know who they are.
They don't know, so they
forget.
They will ask Jiva's name.
What do the name tags say?
Krishna Balaram.
Krishna Balaram. Where did you get them?
They give a gift.
They made in the Philippines?
It's a wire. In wire, and they made a name out of it.
They have got the name.
Very good. It's just the right pastime for them to hear. So they enter the beautiful Vrindavan forest to enjoy the atmosphere, and all of Vrindavan agreed that yes, let us offer our essential, the fruits of who we are, even the trees, the bees, the peacocks, let us offer them for the pleasure of Krishna. So Krishna and Balaram walked into the midst of newly grown leaves of trees whose flowers resemble peacock feathers. You don't see those in Perth or even in Mumbai. And they were garlanded by those flowers and decorated with saffron chalk that was pinkish, because the cowherd boys loved to decorate Krishna and Balaram. They would paint their faces in such an exquisite way, and each of the boys wanted to paint Krishna just so carefully and naturally, just like when you dress the deities. You look at the way someone else dresses the same deities and you think, my dressing is the better, is best. It's completely natural, actually. But the problem is that everyone thinks their way is the best, their dressing is the best. So each one of the boys, they would dress Krishna, and they'd see the other one, you don't know how to decorate Krishna. And they just decorate him just very fine. They take all the minerals, the different colored minerals around Vrindavan, especially Govardhan Hill, and here it describes the saffron chalk, and they decorate him so nicely and paint his already exquisite face. So they were garlanded with this vanamala. What does vanamala mean?
Forest garland.
Forest flowers. The garland of forest flowers. Even though that all the Krishna and Balaram and all the boys, they were, when they left their homes in the morning, they were decorated with jewels. So many jewels and so many pearls. And such fancy belts, but they actually preferred the vanamala, the flower garlands, because the nature of the Vrindavan forest, this was their offering to Krishna and Balaram. Krishna accepted them. They were garlanded by those flowers and decorated with saffron chalk very carefully. Sometimes they were dancing and singing. And they were very expert at dancing and very expert at singing. This has been described in other places also. Krishna is called Natavara, means the foremost of all dances. And they would dress themselves, Krishna and Balaram especially would dress themselves. Their clothes would be like just like they were ready to go on stage. And they would capture everyone's attention in this way. And they were singing. And all the boys, and they were dancing so nicely that all the boys would come to them with their gifts. They would take their own jewels and they would place them on the chests of Krishna and Balaram out of their deep love and appreciation for the way that they were singing and dancing. And Krishna and Balaram would look at them and say, "We are not singing and dancing to get these gifts. We only want the gift of wrestling with you. And then they would all start to wrestle. And this is how Krishna, by wrestling with his friends in the forest, this is how Krishna became so expert that he was able to defeat Tanura and Mastika. Because of his, that's what Tanura and Mastika said. He said that you boys, we know that you're expert in wrestling because you wrestle with your friends in the forest. You're expert in wrestling. Krishna Balaram said, we only wrestle with our friends in the forest, but you're great, powerful wrestlers. How can we fight with you? So sometimes they were dancing, sometimes they were singing, and sometimes they were wrestling with one another. When you were young, did you like to wrestle, Hema Krishna, with your friends?
Not so much.
Not so much. Also Radharman? No? You? Yes. Yes? Yes. Two words. I also like to wrestle with my friends. You? Did you like to wrestle with your friends?
I wrestle with my boys.
Who wins? Sometimes you win, sometimes... Oh, yeah? How old is the oldest?
15.
I think you don't... You're not going to be the reigning champion very much longer. And you, Murali Dharpabu, did you still wrestle with your friends when you were young?
My sister.
Oh, anyone could beat the younger sister, probably. Yeah, okay, that's everyone, that's easy. Sometimes boys like to wrestle, usually, they're all together. I'm so strong, I could easily defeat you. Oh, you can say that. Heroes speak, but they cannot act. Let's see. While Krishna danced, some of the cowherd boys sang, and others played on their flutes, because all the boys had flutes. They bugled on the buffalo horns, or clapped their hands, praising Krishna. Dear brother, you are dancing very nicely. So their relationship was so intimate with Krishna. So it's already been described that her sakyam vidharu pita punya punya. Their relationship was so intimate, and how many thousands of births of piety must they have performed to be able to act so intimately with the unlimitedly powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, all these boys were demigods descended from higher planets to assist Krishna as pastimes. There are different categories of the associates of Krishna. Some were demigods. Prabhupada's making a point. They were all extraordinary. They weren't just ordinary people playing with Krishna. Extremely qualified. Some of them were demigods. Some of them were eternal associates. Some of them were mixtures. Or you could say that the demigods entered into the bodies of these eternal associates. The demigods, garbed in the dress of the cowherd boys, so they dressed themselves like cowherd boys. Now usually a demigod's dress is full of so much opulence and jewels. But this dress was a step upward for them, because actually Vrindavan is the most opulent of all places. The demigods, garbed in the dress of the cowherd boys, were encouraging Krishna in his dancing, just as one artist encourages another with praise. So they were just speaking so sweetly just to encourage Krishna to bring his dancing and singing and playing on musical instruments to new heights of excellence. Up to that time, neither Balaram nor Krishna had undergone the hair-cutting ceremony. What is that called, the haircutting ceremony? It's a sanskar, chuda. What's it called? Chuda harana.
Chuda.
Chuda. And therefore the hair was clustered like crow's feathers. Sometimes you see this, that it's tied up like in a bunch, and this rope is tied around. They were always playing hide and seek. What is that called? Look, lucky. Yeah. Look. There's places in Vrindavan that are famous for that. Yeah. There's a kun. And what do you call it? That's not Prasavas. Look, that's some other language, maybe Gujarati or some lesser language. There's a kun, what is it called?
Look-looking?
Something like that. How do you play that game? Look-choki.
We used to throw the coconut. Throw the empty coconut, and then the boy who is supposed to find everyone, he has to run and get the coconut. So until he runs, we have to hide.
So until he captures the coconut, you throw it far as you can away, like for a six or something.
Yeah, very strong. You have to throw, like, it goes like a kilometer. Not a kilometer.
Not a kilometer. You are not Beam. But there they used to hide in the trees and the waterfalls. They could climb the trees, they would go behind the trees, they would go in caves, they would hide behind rocks. They would do so many things. And then?
Then there's a circle, like we make a circle of a choke. We make a circle and he has to put the coconut in the circle. And then as soon as he sees someone, he has to touch the coconut and say the name of that boy who he has seen. So he has to go far to see that where everyone is.
So he has to go and look for someone, then run back and touch the coconut. And what happens if the boy changes his hiding place?
Then he will not, because he has to go and give an evidence that that boy is changing over there.
Evidence to who?
To everyone, because everyone are hiding in that particular.
But how do they? Oh yeah, I see someone over there by the tree. Such and such name. It's been so long. How do you remember so well? So they were playing hide and seek with their boyfriends, or jumping or fighting with them. They were always moving, always active, and always enjoying. Because the games themselves aren't very wonderful, but it's just the pleasure of being with your friends that is wonderful. That's half the fun, to talk about it and everything and say, you didn't see me, that was another one, you didn't see me, I did so, I did not. And then they gang up on one and they fight. This is what it means. So the boys' friends, they were jumping or fighting with them. Sometimes while his friends were chanting and dancing, Krishna would praise them. My dear friends, you're dancing and singing very nicely. The boys played at catching ball with fruit, such as bell and amalaka. So bell fruit comes at this time of the year and when it gets hot, and it's very good, about this big maybe. And you throw, you can take it and you make a fire, and you throw the bell in the fire, and it just cooks. And you crack it open, and then it's very good for the stomach. Or you can make bell juice, or amalaki fruits, different season. That's earlier, around January or so, January, February. Smaller, I think. Raise your hand if you've ever tasted amalaki.
Amalaki
bama. Yeah. Yeah, and it has all the different rasas in it.
Mm.
All the different tastes. So first it tastes sour, and then it goes one by one, if it's in your mouth, it goes to all the, and finally it ends in sweet. Yes? It's true. Have you ever tasted?
I tasted the Ayurvedic amalaki, but I haven't really tasted the fruit.
Next time you go to Vrindavan, you should go in January or so, and you demand, I want the real fruit.
You make pickles also.
Yes, but pickles don't taste like fresh ones. And they're supposed to be the highest fruit and vitamin C also. But once you cook them to make, they boil them also in sugar water. But then They say that it loses, some say that it loses its vitamin C. But anyway, the boys didn't care about vitamin C. Mm-hmm. All they cared, and they didn't care about tasting those seven rasas. They wanted to taste sakya rasa only. So they played blind man's bluff. How do you play that? When you tie someone, is tied up, and then you spin them around.
And they got a stick.
You played rough in Kiwi land. A stick?
The one who's blind has a stick.
Yeah, what does he do?
Well, you taunt him, and he's trying by only by sound. He's trying, yeah, trying to hit someone.
Yeah.
And you dart around and try and taunt him.
Yeah.
And touch him, poke him.
And you have to say who it is, or?
No.
But how does he?
He's got to get you with the stick.
No, he may have a name.
Yeah, once you get hit. Did you used to play that?
Yeah.
Yeah, hitting people with sticks. Why wrestle when you can beat them with sticks? Cruel Sri Radharaman. Sometimes they imitated the forest deer and various kinds of birds. How do you imitate a deer or a bird? I think it must be described somewhere. Birds, of course, you can't. Birds fly up in the trees, and you can't imitate the flying. But you can run around and follow the shadows of the birds and things like that, or the squawking of the birds, or the sounds that they make, like the coil, cuckoo bird. Can anyone make that sound? Didn't remember what it was. Huh? That's more sound like a monkey. Sleepy monkey. Now we have to have coil imitation practice.
You lead.
No, I have my lead when we can have this. Subalmix can do it really well. You get. Because you have to learn when you're young, I think. In Malaysia, they don't have those?
We do have cuckoo, but
different. There's different kinds. There's different kinds, because they said the cuckoos play in five different. And the cuckoos actually, their sound is, because each of the different notes, sa, ga, ra, they each have an animal. And I think, and the cuckoo's on the fifth note. So if they're imitating, and the cuckoos, they're blackest birds. No. If someone asks you, what do you do in the class? She said, we learned how to be cuckoo. Lots of cuckoos, especially downtown, I noticed. In the malls also. Yeah. You've seen? They have these?
Cuckoos.
They make this sound?
Different.
Yeah. What kind? What sound do they make? Because there's many kinds of cuckoos.
They have brown ones. The brown ones.
But what do they sound they make? We're all going cuckoo. That's nice. So, and also they joke with one another by imitating croaking frogs.
You have frogs on the
tip? No, only cuckoos.
You've seen a bandu when they did them.
He's in and they croaking frogs, they would just be playing and imitating, and they would enjoy swinging underneath the trees. They would make swings, ropes or out of the vines, and they would swing. And sometimes they would play like king and his subjects amongst themselves. So sometimes they, what they did is Krishna and Balaram, they became kings. And they had, and some of the boys became the prime minister and the subjects of Krishna. And some became the prime minister and the subjects of Balaram or Sriram. And then naturally they went to war with each other, and they made politics, and they made, you were friends against this one, the different kingdoms and the subjects and things like that. And they began to do this, and then friends and enemies, and they played like that. So in this way, Balaram and Krishna, along with their friends, played all kinds of sports and enjoyed the soothing atmosphere of Vrindavan, which is full of rivers, lakes, rivulets, fine trees, and excellent gardens filled with fruits and flowers. So they would decorate themselves with the flowers. They would throw the fruits at each other and play with the fruits in that way. They would eat the fruits. There was fresh water everywhere, beautiful sounds, wonderful fragrances. And then, as the boys were engaged in playing in this way with Krishna, a great demon whose name was Kalambasura entered their company. What to do? We have to find out tomorrow what happened. Will the boys are just innocent, they're playing, and this huge and powerful demon enters their company. And he's a friend, a servant of Kamsa's, and he's going to want to kill the boys. Will he be able to do so? Will Krishna and Balaram defeat this terrible demon, friend of Kamsa? Or will it be the other way around? Krishna and Balaram will lose. We won't be able to find out until tomorrow. What to do? Yeah. Probably no one will be able to sleep tonight. Afraid. But don't worry, Krishna and Balaram always win, but in wonderful ways.
What's the age of Krishna Balaram at that point?
Just turned 5. Because this is just after they first entered the Vrindavan forest. But they could also manifest different abilities that are naturally born of different ages. At all the ages. So this is Krishna's, I think it's Poganda Lila. That's 5 years old. And this is the height of the cowherd boy pastimes, because earlier it was described the pastimes with parents. Those are the first pastimes. And then when they got to Vrindavan forest from Mahabharata Gokul, then they began manifesting their pastimes with their friends, and then finally they took out the calves. And then after that, after some time, they were allowed to take out the cows, and then it was all friendlila, all sakyaras was dominant. And just coming up, and we just heard in the 15th or 16th chapter, just the beginning of the purvarag of the gopis, their first. Their love for him, although they have never met him. So this is moving towards the end of the emphasis on the cowherd boy pastime. This is 18. So this is, and then in the 19th chapter, Krishna swallows, because this is at Bandirvan. And then in the 19th chapter, Krishna swallows the forest fire and the Mantavi forest of reeds. And then in the 20th chapter there's a description of autumn and the rainy season, because this is this is the summer season where this Palambasura pastime takes place. And then immediately in the 21st chapter, there is describes the Venu Gita, where Krishna is, the gopis are hearing Krishna's flute, and they're already completely enwrapped, entranced by him, although they've never talked with him. And then they perform a vrata in the 22nd chapter to have Krishna as their husband, Katyayani vrata. And Krishna then is so naughty that he steals their clothes. And then in the next chapter, in the 23rd chapter, they beg food, the cowherd boys, on behalf of Krishna and Balaram, beg food from the wives of the Brahmins. So Krishna's moving away from his just friendly leela with his friends at Sakyaras and moving into the Sringara Madhuyaras at this point. But he's just a little boy. Now, can anyone imitate cuckoo sound? That's right. That's a peacock, maybe. I'm going to have to do this one more time. Baladev, can you do it? Can you make it sound a bit? Who did that?
In the
face. Let's hear. That's how Subal made it. What's that? It's more like that. Maybe you could teach your boys how to do that. You could tell them they'll all sound a little cuckoo, like little cuckoos. Then they'll all be happy. Yeah, how do you do that? Really good.
Yeah.
Spontaneously, he's a real Vrindavan. Vrindavan boy.
I work with cuckoos.
Yeah. Why don't you try that on them, see how they react?
Good old cuckoos.
You can charm them. Okay, good night. Tomorrow we'll hear about Palambasura, wicked, evil, rascally Palambasura.